China swiftly rebuked the Nobel Committee in Oslo, Norway, for awarding their 2010 Peace Prize to Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo, who is currently serving an 11-year prison sentence for subversion. Liu was arrested for drafting Charter 08, a manifesto for human rights in China. Since the Nobel Peace Prize was announced on October 8th, China has put Liu's wife, Liu Xia, under house arrest and blocked her mobile and internet service. In addition, China has canceled several meetings with Norwegian officials on fisheries issues. Since finding out he won the award, Liu has dedicated the Peace Prize to the victims killed at the Tiananmen Square massacre on June 4, 1989. After the Peace Prize was announced, the United States, France, and Germany called for his release. China has denounced prize winner Liu as a criminal. Police arrested Liu prior to the December 2008 release date of Charter 08, a manifesto that Xiaobo helped to write, which called for extensive political reforms of the Chinese government. Only days before his sentence, Liu released a statement saying, "I have no enemies and no hatred, none for the police who monitored, arrested, or interrogated me, or the prosecutors who indicted me." A new study in the scientific journal Nature estimates the water security of almost 5 billion people is at risk across the globe from the effects of human activities on the world's rivers. The study is the first attempt to look at the combined impacts of human intervention on freshwater bodies, including dams and reservoirs, irrigation for agriculture, pollution, and loss of biodiversity. Peter McIntyre of the University of Michigan, one of the study's lead authors, expressed surprise at the threat level in the United States and Europe. The study also identified even great rivers like the Yangtze River in China, the Nile River in Africa, and the Ganges River in India suffering serious biodiversity and water security stress. The report also found globally 10 to 20,000 species of aquatic wildlife are facing extinction because of the impact of human activity on rivers. Three-term Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold, a progressive who opposed the Patriot Act, pushed through campaign finance reform and opposed expanded military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, is fighting for his political life. Feingold is trailing his Republican Tea Party-backed opponent, Ron Johnson, in recent public opinion polls and relying on a large grassroots army of supporters to win re-election. At a recent rally in Madison, Wisconsin, Feingold turned up his populist message by attacking the power of corporate America and linking the abuses of military contractors, media conglomerates, and business lobbyists. In his 18 years in the Senate, Feingold has taken many principled stands and bucked the Clinton and Obama administrations. The Wisconsin Democrat has opposed free trade agreements and balked at deregulating the banking industry, including the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act in the 1990s. During the current campaign, Feingold is actively backing the Obama stimulus package and the health care reform law. Yet, he's been critical of Obama's approach to financial reform as too friendly to Wall Street and opposed the nomination of Tim Geithner as Treasury Secretary. Feingold's opponent, Ron Johnson, is a plastics manufacturer who has pledged to pour millions of his own money into the race. He's attacked the Obama health care plan and is a climate skeptic, saying global warming is caused by sunspots. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Chris Ferriero.